You're listening to the new Classical FM. This is Classical Mornings. It is 9:24. I'm Jean Stillwell.
And I'm Audie Braun. The Kindred Spirits Orchestra presents The Sport of Music on Saturday, February the 11th at Flatow Markham Theatre. The KSO is known for its wonderfully diverse and eclectic programming, and this morning we are speaking with the orchestra's conductor, Christian Alexander, who will tell us much more about The Sport of Music. Good morning, Maestro, and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
Oh, so are we. Now, before we get into what's on the musical menu for your concert, I wanted to talk to you about the name of your orchestra, Kindred Spirits. It's a wonderful name for a group of musicians working together. How did that come about?
When we were thinking about a name of the orchestra about 15, 20 years ago, we thought that this name would express the purpose and the goal of all musicians getting together and making a wonderful music together. And also we wanted to stay away from geographics, from naming the orchestra in relation to a particular city or geographical location. It just gives us more flexibility. But the most important thing is it expresses really the spirit of the orchestra, of all musicians getting together.
Ah, so something very much in harmony. I love it so much. Now, The Sport of Music, it's a very clever and intriguing title. What's on the program and how did you arrive at that title?
So we have Shostakovich's Fourth Symphony. It's a centerpiece of the concert. Then we also have Stravinsky's Violin Concerto.
Oh, wow.
And Honegger Rigby, which is the reason for the title of the concert, this concert. Three very different works that were written around the same time, but they are so different.
Yeah. I listened to the Rigby yesterday to prepare for our chat here today, and I have to say it does sound like tossing around between the instrumental groups. And is that why it's called Rigby?
That was the idea. Honegger, actually, as a college student, he played Rigby. He was very well known for his competitive spirit. Before Rigby, he wrote another composition for an orchestra, Pacific 231. Piece that imitates the sounds of a steam locomotive.
Interesting.
So he became very well known. He gained international popularity for this piece, and then he decided to write another piece for orchestra that imitates the sounds of a crowd watching a rugby game. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, we can hear the excitement and the anticipation, disapproval, encouragement, all of these emotions that fans are offering to their teams during the game. It's a fabulous piece of work.
That's great. Do you happen to have any famous sportscasters that are going to MC the event?
I'm not aware of, but they're all welcome.
Maestro, I just wanted to find out, now with the Shostakovich Symphony No. 4, it requires a big orchestra. How many players will you have?
There will be about 100 musicians on stage.
Ah.
By far the largest forces that Shostakovich uses for any of his symphonies. It's another tremendous work. But, you know, the size, of course, is very exciting, but there is a reason for this. I can tell you a little bit more about
it. Great.
So he wrote the symphony in 1936, just a few years before the beginning of the Second World War. And there was this new totalitarian regime that came with the October Revolution of 1917 that was getting a full steam ahead. Millions of people were killed and imprisoned in effort to impose this absolute control over their actions. And the irony here and the travesty is that meanwhile officials were forcing artists to create works that were inspiring and uplifting and they were praising and glorifying this social realism as the only path forward. And here we have Shostakovich in the middle of this insanity. He was a 29-year-old genius who openly despised everything about this new autocratic government. So he decided to write a major work that would go against the official policy. He wrote a symphony that was avant-garde and formalist and, most importantly, conceptual. And he chose one of the most abstract concepts to write music about, time. For him, time represented eternity with no beginning, no end. So it was a very strange conceptual work and, of course, a gargantuan task, which he completed at a level of artistry that no other composer before him was able to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Gene mentioned before, that's such a great question, a great answer about the size of orchestra. And I was looking at your orchestra, and I noticed that the players in the KSO span the gamut of very young to older players. Who are your players, and how does this kind of orchestral casting enhance the music making?
So we have a core of professional musicians, and then we have students from University of Toronto, music students. We have also some younger musicians who joined the orchestra through auditions. So it's a nice mix of professional musicians with established careers and a lot of experience, but also this youthful energy that brings more excitement and colorful music to the performance.
Yeah, and of course, they are all kindred spirits. Maestro Christian Alexander, it's been a delight to speak with you. We wish you all the best for your concert on Saturday, February the 11th at Flatow Markham Theatre. That is Kindred Spirits Orchestra Presents the Sport of Music. For tickets, please visit ksorchestra.ca. Bye-bye, Maestro.
Bye, Maestro, and thank you very much.